Phil Curry seemed to have proved his case. But he hadn't. Although he was convinced, his fellow paleontologists still weren't sure.
If we just found one site with large predatory dinosaurs found as a group, with multiple individuals of different age sizes buried together, that could be a fluke. It could be a chance.
The evidence right now is a little bit equivocal. It's not a definite, it's a little circumstantial.
Despite all his efforts, Curry's case was not yet proven. He now needed a second site just to convince his colleagues that the first dig wasn't a fluke, that large meat-eating dinosaurs really were pack hunters.
3.5 miles east of Seville Ferry.
And then he got some unexpected news. Patagonia, the land which had harbored the bones of Argentinosaurus and Giganotosaurus, had yielded one further treasure. Phil Curry's colleague, Rodolfo Correa, had made a new discovery.
We came here by first time because a local farmer called us because of some fossils that he had found. And we were very lucky because looking in the slope of this hill, we found this bone.